This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Megan Batune on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batune. This morning, I overflowed a toilet in the breakfast cafe that I was in. So that's why I have not only one friend, but two friends here to help me help you, Nikki Limo and Steve Green.
Hello.
Did you really overflow a toilet?
Dude, yes. And it was the most embarrassing thing of my entire life.
That sounds embarrassing. Were
you like, I swear I only number one?
Well,
because you have to disavow. You have to.
Well, my whole thing that I told them was it was already like that.
Uh-huh. I would say the same thing. And I have in my own home.
But for,
yeah.
But for a bit, I was like, what? I was locked in there and it was just kept on rising, right? So it was like, oh. I flushed it once and it was like, okay,
anxiety.
It's not working. And so I flushed it again and it was like, oh, now it's rising. Now it's like at the lid of the toilet, like right where the seat is. And
no
I was
plunger,
like,
right? No plunger?
No plunger. And I was like, I only have two options. I can either try and flush it again and see if like maybe it's fine. Because you know when they take long to stop like being a toilet?
Yeah.
You know, it's like
yeah.
For like too long.
For too long.
And then so I was like, okay, it stopped. I either have an option to flush it again and see if it all fixes itself, or I can go in the back and pull up the chain and figure out, like, try to do it manually.
Yeah.
You know, like, after the whole thing. And so I chose the first one of flushing
it,
and then it didn't work, so then I tried the second one.
Oh, I'm in there with you. I can feel the tension.
I know. This was 8 in the morning, you guys, and then I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and I start looking around for things, and it's like this French bistro, so there's like little like vintage wood things, and I was like, I gotta find like something to scoop it out.
Oh,
and
my
so
God.
I like opened the thing, the cabinet, and there was a plastic toilet roll holder.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to use that. Oh, yeah, a plunger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to use that and then another one, and then I'm going to fashion it with a paper towel, and then I'm just going to scoop like the toilet paper and stuff, like all this just stuff
that was there. Yeah,
yeah. And
contents.
I was like, that's never going to work. And then so I saw a wood drawer, but it was like real wood. And I was like, oh, maybe I could use that to like scoop it. But I'm like, that's real wood. Then it's going to rot. And I was like, I can't do that. And then I was like, okay, I'm just going to take 3 paper towels in each hand and try and just like grab it, scoop it up, make a little bowl.
Yikes.
And so I'm like, right before I did, I was like, this is not my life. I said that out loud in this bathroom. And there was a girl right behind it, like outside of the door. If she just heard all this rumbling,
no doubt.
And then hearing someone say, this is not my life. So I scoop it out and I'm like, this is so gross. And I throw them away and I walk out and I was like, I'm sorry, the women's bathroom is just like overflowing and I can't really use it. And so,
I would too. Good job.
Yeah, thank
Holy
you.
Good job.
Shit.
That was this morning.
That's intense.
Exactly.
And then she took a bunch of cold brew.
a bunch. Like, I had one sip, and now I feel like I've ridden a motorcycle across the USA.
You look like it.
My hair is completely
your slicked
back.
Facial expression, yes.
So, okay, this is. Tell me if this is a terrible story. So, I used to work at a high rise downtown LA,
uh-huh.
And this guy, I was in the bathroom, and I was brushing my teeth after lunch. And this guy walks in whistling and all cool and stuff. He's like, like comes in. He's like,
nice
hey, what's
whistling.
Up? And then he goes in the stall. And I'm not even kidding. Like within 30 seconds, I just hear like, damn, dude. Like he just like made eye contact with me. You're all like pleasant and like it was like what a nice guy and shit. And then it's just the dump of his life, just having a tough time in there.
And
like, like if he could reach up and grab like metal rings, he would have been holding them and pulling on them.
Did you stick around to see him afterwards?
I started laughing. I couldn't help it. It was so funny.
Apologies to headphone users.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Did you, like, so you laughed. Did he say anything else or was he still in hell?
No, I don't think he heard me because he was still emoting.
Yeah. All the pigeons from states away are flying away.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Dude, I hate going in public bathrooms because sometimes, like, I feel like everyone is listening.
Yeah.
And so this is a girl thing. Have you ever, Nikki, like, fashioned yourself in a way that you, like, put one of your hips up so that when you peed, it was, like, on the side of the bowl?
Oh my gosh. I have never
you are so
done
neurotic.
That.
From these two stories, you're really you're crazy neurotic.
You should. Oh,
but is this in a stall situation where, like, there's multiple stalls, not a single?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if okay. You're by yourself, who cares?
Okay, so I do. Well, I can't talk about it. My husband's here. But
talk about it. Go out there. I'll give you permission for this one.
But I learned how to, like, if you're doing number two, I learned how to do it really silently.
How?
Like, I just kind That's of, like, true. Slide like this.
Okay, sure. Okay,
I'm like becoming a pencil on the freaking toilet.
You pencil it.
Yeah, I
Wait,
pencil it.
No.
And it good. Comes out.
Unstraighten your body.
So wait, it's like when you're diving and you're trying not to create a splash.
Yeah, like you kind of pinch it.
But how do you, at the end.
Yeah, yeah, like, so it's like, and then it's just like.
It sounds messy.
Well, it's not, but. I will say I try to eat a lot of fiber during the day. If it's ever, like, a travel situation, you know, God be with me. But, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I can't believe you don't do that pee thing. Now I feel really alone.
I don't. But, you know, ever since I started, shaving it all off down there, I can't really aim anything. Like, it just all comes out.
Yeah, I guess it is much less of an aim situation than a man.
It used to be able to aim really well. Like, camping situations where I was on point.
Oh, yeah?
Now it's just like, it's like someone, like, stabbed it with a fork and it just fucking goes everywhere.
Oh, my God. Cool.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's very visceral.
A good, A good workout tip for peeing, if you're a girl, or I guess a guy could do it, but it would be weird. But, you know, like, if you go to a porta potty and they don't have those plastic toilet covers.
Yeah.
And you just do, like, a little squat.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have so much water in you that the squat lasts for, like, 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. You got to work those thighs.
Yeah. A good tip is to drink hella water. And then when you go to the bathroom, just squat. Then you're getting squats in.
Wait.
That's a workout tip.
You're telling the tip in a porta potty is to squat? Everyone knows that.
No, not just in porta potties. Everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I see.
Also, don't sit in your chairs. Just squat on them.
Just squat. That's why Megan has such toned thighs.
That's
why.
Shit.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I pee a lot.
You pee a lot. Yeah.
Well, this is not a
power
podcast about pee or the other one. Why? I'm 27. Why don't I? Why
well,
can't?
Steve gets uncomfortable.
I do too.
What are you talking about? I don't get uncomfortable.
Females shitting is not.
That's not true.
Yes, you don't.
That's
like
an abstraction.
You don't. We don't do it. We don't do it.
We don't do it.
It keeps things going pretty good when you have separate bathrooms and you don't.
It's true.
Don't
separate bathrooms.
We don't do farty things and things around each other. Which is cool.
That's really smart. I was last time I was in a relationship. We got too comfortable and then, like, way too comfortable, and then I was like, oh, let's take a step back. I read this article where if you don't pee in front of your significant other, even like the door open, then it's supposed to create this little veil of romance. Do you guys keep
it
the
does.
Door closed?
That's his
All,
whole
yes.
thing.
That's my whole
oh,
thing.
Oh, we don't not theory. Only have it closed, but we have completely separate bathrooms on separate floors.
Whoa.
Like, we don't, I don't go, well, I go in his bathroom because it's the closest to the front door, so sometimes I have to, like, pee immediately when we come home.
Yeah.
But, like, I mostly just stick to mine. He never goes in mine.
Never.
And yeah.
Even if it's a really dangerous
his
situation.
His theory is
go.
That it
This is Steve Green game
it
theory.
It makes the magic last longer.
It is.
And it makes the sexual, it makes you more sexually attracted to your partner for longer. And I gotta say, this is the first relationship of my life where I have not lost the spark and I have, like, it's only gotten better.
Way better.
So it could be him or it could be the fact that we have never peed in front of each other.
I think it's both.
I think it's both.
But I think that the bathroom thing is a huge hot tip out there that goes underrated.
Yeah.
100%.
Gotta agree.
And I always talk to everybody, you know, people like Timothy Delgado tell me, like,
oh,
hey, man,
yeah.
I gotta see Chia take a shit, man. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? You really don't.
You don't.
It doesn't do anything for
and
you.
And I never smell it ever. He, like, lights candles. Like, I never, wow. ever smelled Nobody. Anything out of that bathroom.
That's really good.
There should be no evidence of that because it just gets in the way of everything else, I think.
Absolutely. You should tell that to my cats. Actually, I have questions for you because Nikki's a cat mom, and she actually is one of the only like three people I texted before I rescued my kittens. That. And I texted like three people that had three differing opinions on cats.
Mm.
So I texted you, I texted a friend of mine in New York, and then I texted another friend.
Pro and anti-cat people.
Yeah.
I see.
Megan never Smart. Overthinks anything.
No, clearly. She's not neurotic at all. Yeah.
Dude, for real.
One pro, one anti, one person in the middle.
Exactly. Smart. That's right. Smart. You gotta have all
a
the
peed on all sides of the toilets just to find out which is the quietest.
I'm doing it for other people,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Like I'm overthinking for them.
Good,
right.
Good.
Yes.
It's not about me.
That's no. Smart.
It's about how they feel.
Totally. No doubt. You're doing God's work.
Thank
Just
you.
Just like this show's about giving them tips.
That's right.
Yeah.
But now I want one for me. So I texted Nikki, should I get these cats? And I think I sent a picture. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I did. I don't know. But I said, should I get two cats? And then she said, absolutely. And I was like, well, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So I moved their litter boxes into more of a communal area, and it's just like reeking up the place.
Oh, do you have a lid on yours?
I do.
Weird.
So that's just
something. Your cats are smelly.
Yeah, I think.
Well, we have one that looks like a planter, and
yes.
We face the opening towards like a corner.
And okay.
I gotta say, because I used to live in a studio where there was like nowhere to hide it. So I like, they're pretty good. Also, the litter that you use, it makes a huge difference.
Okay.
So we use the
multi-cat.
Fresh Step.
Yes.
No, we fresh use the multi-cat. Extreme, not the multi-cat, the extreme.
Oh, it's both. Well, yeah. It says both on there.
Well, the multi-cat has a little less, but the extreme version.
It's. Are you just calling it extreme?
No, it says
no, it's
extreme. And it's
no, when
very
you're pouring
extreme.
That shit out, you can taste it.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, it says extreme on the bottom.
Whoa.
Is it Fresh Step? It is
Fresh Step,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I'm writing it down now. Fresh Step.
Not sponsored, but hey, Fresh
Not
Step,
spawny.
Holla.
Dude, by the way, how do old people do that?
Do what?
Buy litter and take it to their car and take it upstairs.
It's so heavy. Well, they have
it's
a
like
lightweight
15
version.
Pounds. Oh, they do?
You've ever had it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it because I always buy the deal.
Well, and it's not extreme.
So I always get the friggin' 35-pound bowling ball.
And we need the extreme, and I think that's too heavy.
Yeah, I gotta go upstairs with this.
Oh,
I'm just
sure.
I just always wonder how old people do it because I'm like,
I wonder how old people do a lot of things.
That's true.
Also, two litter boxes.
Yes.
Okay, you have that.
Definitely
okay.
That. I've read.
Yes.
That they get a little iffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my cat likes to pee on me before we had two
on
litter
you?
Boxes.
He
yeah,
pees right on her.
He'll pee. He'll look me in the eyes.
No.
And pee on me.
Yeah.
What?
And then he gets really sad and like shameful about it, but but that's how he has been communicating to me to get another litter box. And so then when we did, he stopped doing that.
We took him to the vet first and scared him.
Oh, yeah,
good.
Because I thought maybe he had never done that before.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe he had something wrong with his kidneys or something.
When I'm rich as hell, I'm going to take my cat to the vet every day because it's so funny. Watching them freak out so hard.
You can get cut in your chest the next time. I got a huge scar from that day.
From chasing that little guy.
Yeah,
because
he was trying to get away from it. At the vet? Like, why do you have a...
Well, they always know when we're taking them to the vet. They know.
Oh, yeah, because
the carriers come
yeah,
out. And
exactly.
They're like, oh, no. Like, they're God. Smart. So I had to lift up the whole couch, and then Nikki had to go underneath and get him, and he scratched her.
Have you ever heard a cat's heartbeat?
No.
Wait. Heard it? I felt it really being really, really fast.
It is fast.
It's super
I went
fast.
To the vet the other day and the doctor let me hear. Is a doctor, a pet doctor, a vet?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was so. This is kind of embarrassing to even say on air, mm-hmm. But he was like, right before he left, he was like, are you a veteran? And I was like, I thought he asked if I was a veterinarian.
Oh.
And so I like almost made a joke. And then I was like, I shouldn't make a joke. No, I'm not. I was like, oh my God, I'm dumb. It's
You're
so clear
dumb.
To me I'm dumb. Sometimes I am. One time I was playing Scattergories and the letter was L and it said insects and I was so adamant about my answer, I wrote lizards. Like, that's not right.
You're
close because they eat them.
They
you
eat
know
insects,
I was
yeah.
just reading.
Insect associated.
Have you ever had an IQ test? Taken an IQ test?
This sounds mean.
What a good
wait, no,
segue.
No,
holy
no,
shit. That's
no,
like
wait,
the meanest segue
no,
I've ever heard.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, because, okay, so I have a... Like, I took one, and it's like, decent. I'm not going to say my IQ score.
No, go ahead.
But I was reading something because I say
high.
The fucking dumbest things, and I'm so dumb sometimes. Like the dumbest things, I think the dumbest thoughts. Like, just, I'm like, how the fuck is my IQ this? But, like, my common sense is way down here. And I was reading this article that people with higher IQs tend to, like, have less
yeah.
common sense.
Yes!
And I'm like, that makes so much fucking sense. I'm always so... polarized because on the one hand people are like, oh, you're really smart in this regard,
mm-hmm.
And then the other hand I just do the dumbest shit and
dude.
I'm so clumsy and I just say the most airheady things and
too.
Then later I'm like, why the fuck did I say that?
It's that's how I feel every time I talk to my
yes.
crush. Why am I saying any
every
of
time
this?
You talk to your crush?
That's right.
Do you call them your crush like that?
Not to their face.
I love this. This is great.
So what I was trying to say is you it's probably like have a 15. High IQ. That is a compliment. See?
Yeah.
I was getting there.
I get it now.
I got half a compliment, and then Steve told me it's like I'm 15.
Well, yeah, you're talking about your crush. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I absolutely love it.
What do you want me to say? This guy I'm in love with? Is that better?
Yeah, that's way better. Yeah.
No, love is a very strong word.
Oh, but are you in love with him?
Well, I don't know what love is.
Oh.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Can we take it off air? Do we know this person?
I don't know. You know of him for sure.
Oh, okay.
By the way, when things are recorded, they're not on air. Like, air is... air is a frequency.
I love that.
It's like for
we'll take it on.
Radios.
It. We'll take it
we'll
on.
Take it on.
It's,
everything
it's
is
radio
on air.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I love this.
All
group.
That to say, yes. This is not a podcast about my crush. It's about your crushes. People write in.
Just and, Steve.
Yeah, all of Steve's crushes. People write in with their sticky situations, and we try to do our best in order to help them. I've had Nikki and Steve on separately, so this is exciting.
Did
that
you
I
say
have
sticky
you guys-
on purpose?
That's
our ship name.
No, I know it is.
That's
did
our
I?
Ship name.
No, I did not say that, did I?
You said sticky situations.
I thought that was clever.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, it's branded.
That's way better.
That's good.
So sweet.
Yeah, thanks I didn't, but I say it every time, but now it actually makes sense.
Don't tell
I enjoy
us
it.
That. Lie to us. Make us feel special.
Yeah, have it. So I'm excited to have you guys here together because relationship questions are going to be much easier getting both sides of the story.
No doubt. Yes,
that's
no
true.
Doubt.
We can fact check each other.
This will be the easiest thing ever.
I love calling him out. So this will be real fun.
I'll
this
call
will
you
be fun.
Back.
Also, I was just on you guys' podcast a couple days ago.
Yeah, Should They Don't Tell You.
And we all discovered that we're the same love languages.
We are.
Which is going to help in this scenario because we're all on the same page.
Yes.
True.
And all of those fellas out there that are listening, as I always say to Steve every time I see him, he should write a gentleman's guide. So everything that he says, believe.
I agree with that, actually. He's been the most gentleman person I've ever dated.
I'll write a book called How to Get All the Pussy. Maybe you guys will like
that's
that.
That's a great one.
Yeah,
that'll
right?
target the people that need this.
I think so. It will. That if you, and I cover it with Monster Energy Drink decals, I think guys will be like, yeah, fuck yeah. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Okay. Here we go. Question number one from a 27-year-old.
Ooh.
You guys remember being 27?
Excuse me.
Damn.
Wow, just getting stabbed and burned.
Every time I say that to someone, they always take it like that.
Just
like,
a few years ago.
Do you remember being 27?
If someone asked me, do you remember being 25? I'd be like, yes. You guys are taking it weird.
Well, you'll get there.
Yeah. Do you know, I think when I met you, I was 27.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why I remember timelines like
when
that.
When you hit 30, age becomes a weapon to use for good and evil, against you and for you.
Do you remember that far back in your 20s when you were 27?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Because when you're in your 20s, you don't even care about age. Like, whatever, who cares?
Whatever.
Getting older,
everyone's
cares?
Old or they're me. Yeah.
This girl is 27, which is my age, which is all good for all of us.
That was like my favorite age until I hit 30, and then I loved 30. Yeah.
I bet. But I hear great things about 30.
Yeah. It legit is great. I used to think that old people just said that because they felt bad about it.
Right.
But now I legit, like, that was the best year of my life. And
I'm so excited.
Still, it continues to get great.
Yeah.
Did you have a life altering couple of years before 30, though, both of you?
At 25, remember I told you, I warned you that 25 is going to be your worst year, and that 26, your life will start over, and it'll get gradually better. And that's,
okay.
I firmly believe that for people.
Interesting. Hmm. There's this thing I'm sure I mentioned on the podcast before called Saturn Return. Basically, every 29 and a half years, Saturn comes back to the place where it was when you were born. So everything that's happening in your life is either coming to fruition or kind of reshuffling the cards to where it'll serve you better in your 30s, but it's basically asking you to look at what's going on in your life so that you can live your best life when you turn 30.
That's Saturn.
So Saturn.
It's so Saturn of it.
I would love for you to explain this to a caveman who's really cold, like 1,000 years ago. You're like, Saturn returning.
Dude,
he's like
the ones
fucking freezing on, like laying on the cave ground.
They're the ones
you know?
That came up with this.
You're like, you're having a tough time because of Saturn return. Yeah. That's the shit that we come up with now that we have civilization is incredible.
That's so funny. Oh, man. All right. Speaking of Saturn return, this person's about to hit theirs.
Okay.
I'm 27, and I've been with my husband for 9 years.
Wow. Wait, they married when they were like 17?
Whoa.
Wait, 27, 9 years? That, Yeah, 28.
I'm not
18,
gonna try and 18, do the math. 18. I believe
they got married
you.
At 18.
I don't want to. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Now we can answer it.
Now that we know numbers, 18. They got married. Recently, has dawned on me that our relationship has been on autopilot for the past 5 of those years.
Well, no shit.
I had a candid conversation with him about it, and although he told me he was willing to put in more effort, I'm not sure 5 years' worth of habits will be able to change. I haven't felt wanted or adored or capable of fulfilling my dreams as an individual for a long time. Should I stick it out and give him a true chance?
No! No!
Or is it better to put myself first and find out who I am outside of my marriage? From Love Lost.
Guess what? You could do that when you're single.
Dude, 18 is young.
That's too young. Don't make decisions like this at 18. I mean, yeah, you're going to hear a story that's like, no, my grandparents, they married when they're 18 and they're the love of each other's lives. And that's like so few and far between.
That's also a different generation.
Yeah. Most people have that story, this person's story, where you just grow apart. You don't even know who you are yet. You're all embryos at 18. Like, you have no fucking idea.
Truly. Well, I still don't know.
It just depends on your belief in your partner. Are they actually going to put the work in? Are they actually going to try to change things, right? Like, that's the whole thing.
Do you have the same love language?
That is really
and if you
important.
Know them well enough to know that they probably won't, then you already have your answer, unfortunately.
Yeah. My sister was telling me about something the other day that she had got advice from one of my cousins who is a very communicative relationship. And she said that they take an hour out per week and they just, like, go somewhere and talk about things that they've did that week that they liked and some things that bothered them. So it's like almost like an interview, but what is it called? Like an evaluation like the week. Like, I loved that you took the trash out, or I love that you cleaned up this, or I love that you didn't have to do the dishwasher, but you did, or I love that you supported me in this scenario and I knew it was hard for you.
Wow.
And then I don't know the negatives because I didn't ask.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that would help.
Absolutely. I think communication is 100% like the thing that helps you grow as a couple, and also just making sure that you're on the same page constantly. It's like if you think of a rocket ship, it's off path 90% of the time, but they make these tiny adjustments on the way to wherever they're going, and that's how they stay on the right path.
I love that.
And so that you should do that in every aspect of your life, but especially with relationships, I feel like people don't do it enough. They kind of go, oh, I got my person, and they just keep it like to the side. It's done. I already got it.
It's never done.
It's never done. It's you're always done. Dating. You're always dating. Always be dating. Always. Yes. Never That's stop dating the person.
So
That's why
important.
We don't do the farty stuff and all that stuff, because would you do that on the first date? Hell
right.
no. So why does that change?
Right.
And to me, that doesn't mean it doesn't mean do something that's false or whatever. I'm not telling you to be fake. I'm just telling you to be the best version of yourself like you would on our first date.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think that's really important because you guys still go on date. No,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
How long have you been married for?
Almost 2 years. Yeah. We'd been together for 6 years and we knew each other for 3 years before that. So like we've known each other for a decade. Date nights are super important because while we don't necessarily go through an evaluation checklist of the things that we liked about each other, it is very important to put down the phone and have like one-on-one quality time and be able to like get to know the other person even more. Like, because when you recap your week, there's things that happen that you get to talk about where you discover things that you didn't know before.
Right.
Like when you go to a new town, like you're both having separate experiences. It's so fun to hear what he thinks about a new place. And then I tell him what I think. And
that's
like
the only reason
notes.
I even like traveling is because I get to bounce with her on where we're at and what's going on there. And like that's so fun to like experience it together.
Yeah. Having new experiences.
Yeah.
So even going out to like a new restaurant or like something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just like.
And we tend to think the same way about things. So when we're somewhere and having the same experience, we both tend to see it the same way, which is really fun.
And then when we don't, it's really interesting to talk about why we don't see it the same way.
That's so interesting when I don't agree with somebody that I'm really close to. And being able to explain why, because it's always like a little bit of tension when someone is just like, I don't like that. I'm like, well, I do. And here's why.
Yeah.
I remember getting in an argument with someone that it wasn't like fully an argument, but like it should have been, but we both like loved each other enough to be like, no, we're fine. We don't need to like talk about this.
Yeah.
I think the argument was, is it better to be funny or smart? I think that's exactly what it was. And she was like, you gotta be funny. And then I was like, well, if you're smart, you could be funny because you can know how comedy works.
To construct
a
joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's just funny smarts though.
Right.
Yeah.
But versus smarts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Like my brother-in-law is a very smart person.
Yeah, he's a chemist.
But he can't be funny.
He's just not, he doesn't have.
Because the timing is hard to learn. That's true. But I will say the funniest people I know are also smart.
Right.
You know?
That's what's so hard. Like, yeah. If you had to choose to be funny or smart.
And people have different versions.
Funny because I'm nothing without it. I'll take that.
Comedy is so subjective. Like, that's true. Like, a lot of the mainstream comedians I don't think are funny. But then, like, there's a couple that I'm like, oh, my God, they're fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, just a different type of comedy.
Yeah. You mentioned when you were telling the story about you guys together that, like, with quality time, you mentioned putting down the phone. I want to talk about that because that's one of my biggest pet peeves, even in friendships.
Yes.
Like, do you have any friends that are just consistently on their phone and when you're hanging out with them?
I don't, first I'd have to go, do I have friends?
That's a good question.
No, we have friends, but I think that
no, we have friends.
Because we don't hang out with them that often that no one really is on their phone when we are hanging out because it's like everyone's so busy that if we are putting aside time to hang out, we're not like rude.
But
sometimes he is on his phone, like when we're not on date night, but like when we're doing like a shoot, like we have the sticky show that we do up for my channel every week now, and we'll do like a shoot day, and I'm like trying to figure out how the video is gonna go, and he'll be on his phone, and for some reason it annoys me. I don't think it should. It shouldn't really annoy me, but I get like really annoyed because I'm like, you should be equally as invested in this
totally.
As me.
But for me, I just if I think too hard about something, then I ruin it. So I don't want to think at all. So I don't. That's why I kind of distance myself from the bones of the things that I do to keep that.
For those of you who don't know, we live together and work together and are married and we do everything together.
Yes.
So it's like.
And it's a blast.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's like he should be able to go on his phone. Like there's going to be times where he's on his phone. But
okay. So I have a question because that is so much time. I think this might help this person. That how do you keep romance alive in a long term, not only long term, but also always around each other?
Mm-hmm.
Because since they have been married for so long or for such formative years, I'm wondering if they could do something other than if you have any other tips besides a date night, which is so cool that you guys still do that. Is there anything else that they can try in order to?
Honestly, I think they need time apart. Like,
ooh.
Because what she was saying, is it she?
She doesn't know who she is.
Yeah, she doesn't know who she is. And so, like, you can't figure out who you are if you're constantly with someone else. Your identity got merged into theirs. Like, you don't know who you are without them.
Yeah.
So 100%, I think you should be doing more solo activities. You know, going hiking alone or like going to a class alone, like talking to other people that don't know your significant other, just something that informs you of your own tastes without someone else being there.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't even know how to answer without their other person being there because they've developed that way.
Totally.
Yeah.
And once you're together, you can grow together, which is great because you already know who you are. And then you can grow with the person.
And if you don't
know who you are initially, it's tough.
Then you can have those conversations where you disagree and you don't take it personally because you already know who you are. And if he disagrees with me on something, like you were saying you and your friend disagreed on something.
Mm-hmm. It's a blast.
I'm so open to having my mind changed.
Same.
Like, yes.
I would love for him to bring up points and be like, whoa, I didn't think of that. Yeah, I agree with you now.
We do it
all the time. And I think that's one of the things I love about being in a relationship is that he challenges me, but not in a like aggressive, harsh way. It's more of a like a growing way where we both are open to new perspectives and different ways of thinking. And then we grow as people.
That's so cool. You guys are my favorite couple.
Oh, my God. Aww, thank you.
You're our favorite single person.
No.
Yeah, you are.
Don't say that unless you mean it.
But no, it's true. I was like, we don't have really any
Not
other
really
single,
any
friends.
Single friends. So
yeah, you're our only single friend.
That's amazing.
Hey, why are you single still?
You know,
that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't really know. I feel
it
like
really doesn't make sense to
sometimes
me.
I'm like, I want someone, but then other times I'm like, I just can't even imagine putting in the work that I would want to put into a relationship. Right.
No,
it shouldn't be too much work.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, oh my gosh. Keep talking to me.
It shouldn't be.
Just wondering why this fucking dude that is your person hasn't come along yet.
Shall we say.
Oh gosh.
Well, we don't know if it's her crush. It could be some other dude.
No, he's her crush.
The reason why it's a crush is because I'm not interested in making it a real thing. It's just like a haha.
Oh.
Whoever the dude is out there, it may be her crush. It may be some other guy she doesn't know yet. why hasn't that person come along yet and scooped up this piece?
I'm just so emotionally not there. Mm. Like, the other day I was very upset. And so I texted one of my friends, like, this is what's going on. What do I do? And then he is a clown, and not like by profession, but just like a joker. By profession, he's a joker.
Nice.
And so he was like, he was like, don't have emotions. You already don't. Open your chest up. It's just circuitry and wires. And I was like, I wish that was the case, because that was his like pep talk to like
not feel.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay.
But I was like, that's how I feel emotionally. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm super sensitive, but in the love aspect, I'm like, no, can't, this can't happen. Because I think I was like just so hurt by my last relationship that I'm like, if everything goes bad, not gonna do it. But that's like the whole thing. You can't be afraid in order
it's impossible
to like jump.
You know what really helped me is just owning like everything I was mad about my last relationship, because I was really hurt in the one before Steve, was just owning that I loved somebody, because I shouldn't be mad about it. Like, hey, I did the best that I could, and I'm not taking back how much I put into that relationship. Whatever they chose to do with that, that's their fucking problem. Like, they chose to like take this love and be like, nah, and throw it in the trash. And that's not my, I'm not gonna take it back. Like,
yeah.
I think that's when things get toxic in my own body, is when I'm like, I wish I could take it back. I wish I could, I wish I never met them. I wish, you know, all this stuff is like, no.
I take it back.
I had all those experiences.
I like all that.
And those experiences were for a reason. And I really feel like I appreciate Steve way more because of
that. That's for sure, yeah.
And it's something about owning that you gave what you could and loved someone with all your heart, and you're not afraid to do it again.
That's the part that I can't get to.
You're just stuck within that right now because of the pain. That's all.
But I also love being single and like being able to do whatever I want, being able to like be alone and not have to.
You should feel that way in a relationship.
That's super healthy.
Oh, we both have our own time.
Yeah,
we're very independent.
Oh yeah, we
hang with each other more.
We work on different floors because like sometimes I don't even see him during the day, even though.
Exactly.
That's why we had to move into a place that had two extra bedrooms since we both work from home.
Right.
Because it was just too crowded with having two bedrooms.
Yeah. I haven't seen your workspace. Is it downstairs?
Yeah, it's downstairs.
By the kitchen?
I have an office.
Oh, that's right.
You saw it.
I saw it, but it was when you guys were just moving in, so there wasn't really anything there yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's like a whole ass office now.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and I think you should miss your partner. Like, if I'm around him too much, then I don't have time to miss him.
Totally.
But when I get to do my own shit and my own activities and have my own space and, like, make my own self happy, then it refills my cups that I can give it to him.
Exactly.
You know, when I'm happy, it makes our relationship happier. When I'm super stressed and drained, it makes our relationship a lot worse.
Yeah.
So you need
that
time.
But it's never for long. It's not like our relationship's really bad right now.
No.
Yeah.
It's just in a moment, like, she's just being a brat or something, or I'm being a brat to her, and then we're fine.
He's like that when he's hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we just know each other, though. It's like, oh, she knows I'm getting hangry or whatever, and I know that she's upset about a thing earlier, and she just got to be over it herself.
It helps you not take it personally, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing that people always do that I try to evangelize as much as I can, is stop trying to solve their problem. Like, as a partner, it's like trying to help them fix it or whatever the hell. Like, they got to be able to fix it. Like, you're there to support. That's it. But not explaining, like, what they got to do, they don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a weird thing to do in general. I mean, that's like when I talk to my mom and I'm like, this is what's happening. She's like, you should do this and this and this. I'm like, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What I should do. I don't want a to-do list. I just want to get this off of my chest.
And then someone would be like, that sucks.
Guys,
yes.
But guys just heard me say that and it's not registering in their brain. They really got to listen to that, because that is the biggest, hottest tip you could ever get. Just stop doing that shit where you're trying to solve the problem for them.
Yeah, because then they get frustrated at you when you're not taking the advice. You're like, I didn't want the advice. I just wanted to vent.
I just want to be heard.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a lot of different friendships that I have heard about. Like, people would come to me and vent about other friends of theirs trying to tell them like solutions. And I think majority of the people go to specific people for different responses that they want. If like you need a friend to just be there for you, or you need a friend to give you a solution, you need a friend to also hate this other person that you're like in an argument
that's
with.
True.
You go to specific people to get different results. And so I think that's super important of anybody that's getting listened to, getting, if someone's telling you something, just understand and be like, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, that's bad.
Let them vent.
Right.
So important.
Because sometimes like I would try and give positivity even before saying like, oh, that sucks. I would like already try to be like, here's the silver lining. Mm-hmm. People don't want to hear the silver lining when they want to be mad for a sec.
Right.
Exactly.
So just chill out, resonate with them, and then bring in the silver lining at the end.
Yes. Or even like hearing them out. And I like, some, I don't know, everyone's different, but my personal thing is like, I like a little bit of a distraction, like where I'm like, blah, 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 I hate this. And they're like, yeah, that sucks. And they're with me. Yeah. And they're like, oh, by the way, do you want to get drinks later or something? Or like, by the way, I read this article that was like super funny and I think you'd like it. Where it's like a distraction from the thing. And I'm like, oh, I stopped thinking about my problem for a second.
So you like that?
I do, yeah. As long as they're funny. Not when they're though. Like, yeah, as long it's got to be the right person.
It depends.
But yeah.
I know when to do it because I know her.
Yeah.
So it's about that.
Hey, read this. You'll like this. And yeah. Like,
that,
I did like that.
Yeah, if the person knew you, would be good because I feel like sometimes I want to like vent. And if someone starts to go in a different direction, I'm like, I'm not done.
No,
like,
they have to hear you first.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's like doing stand up and you can feel the room and you're like, ah, this isn't going to work here or this will work here. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
got to know the person to know if something's going to work on them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think what you're doing is super healthy. Back to that, like enjoying being single and enjoying like
Hell
being
yeah.
alone, because the person that you end up getting with should just enhance that.
Yeah.
It should not take away from any of the things you are currently happy with.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember feeling that way, being in a relationship where you feel locked in and you're like, you're like, oh, I can't do what I want to do right now because I'm with this person. And you should just be able to do what you want to do.
Yeah, definitely.
While you're with the person.
Right.
Period.
Period. So as for this girl, our parting tip for her, she is probably, we all think she should put herself first for
yes.
a bit. But what should she take like a couple days to herself or like a couple hours every day? Because they probably live together. How
yeah.
is this going to, if they're definitely going to try and make it work, what's like the
only
first
she knows
thing.
How to take time for herself. I think that that's, but she needs to figure out how to do that, how to give herself time.
I think you should take as much time as you need to get to know yourself until you're strong enough to leave him, because I don't think it's going to work out.
Ooh,
and I'm
yeah.
sorry, I'm not a marriage counselor or anything like that at all, by any means. But I've been in like long-term relationships where everything was good on paper, where they were nice and they treated me well and everything was fine, but I just didn't feel it. Just the chemistry was gone, the connection is gone, and that really isn't, I don't know if it comes back after 5 years of it being dead.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't
that
know.
That is a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. Like,
that's longer than every relationship I've been in.
Yeah, it's really long. And you, the fact that you were a baby when you guys got married, it's
mm-hmm.
like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think just taking time for yourself will reinforce that you don't want to be with this person anymore. Or maybe it'll make you miss them. I think there's like maybe a 5% chance in there that maybe you do still have feelings and it'll make you guys want to be together. But definitely take time alone.
Agree. Okay. Okay, cool. Well, okay, cool.
Yeah, very cool. That was cool.
You're so cool.
We're going to take a break while Nikki and Steve give us a little extra piece of advice you can find on the new podcast, Instagram, at Just a Tip Podcast. I just started this.
Nice.
And I'm very confused at what the name of it is.
What a sell.
Okay, go there. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we are back. Before we get into act number two, tell us everything that's happening.
Whoa.
In all the world of Sticky.
We do have the Sticky Show on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/NikkiLimo, every Thursday. And that is also the day that our podcast episodes drop.
Same day.
They don't tell you. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's real weird on choosing what to promote on my social media. But yeah, there was just really no other day to do those two. So
we started doing them on Thursdays initially for the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we never stopped doing that. And then we started doing Sticky Show and it just happened to be on Thursday. So
yeah.
I kind of fell into it.
Yeah. Well, and before we didn't have the video portion of our podcast on my channel. So it didn't really matter that it was on the same day. But now I'm putting the video portion on Fridays. So we'll see how that works out.
And Sticky Show is very fun. We are very dumb on it. And then we just have a long amount of fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. And then Should They Don't Tell You is fun in a different way because we get to talk about real shit, but also do bits and stuff and bring cool guests on. And we love that. And Megan was just on. So definitely go listen to that episode. It'll inform you of when we ever talk about love languages.
Right. Yeah. And it's so funny because we talk about love languages a lot.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so they already know.
All the time.
I didn't even know. On my podcast, I was like, I just heard about this last year. So
have you taken the, is it called an Enneagram test?
Oh, I have. That's the thing I just made you take. Remember?
It's all the letters together.
I never know what it's called.
Three wing two or something like
that. Yeah.
Wait, what is he?
You were a helpful person with the wing being the success thing.
Oh man.
And I was the four wing success thing.
Yeah. Oh, I thought that was the letter one, like IFS.
Oh, that's the Jung, the Carl Jung.
Really?
The ENT, INT one, the introvert.
INTJ.
That's INTJ.
That sounds very familiar. I might be the exact same thing.
Yes.
I was the E something.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is the name of that? It's a Briggs.
Myers-Briggs?
Myers-Briggs.
That's
Yes.
I don't know anything. Every time I hear Myers-Briggs, I think it's like the Myers hand soap and Bragg, the apple cider vinegar. Like, collab.
See what I'm talking about? You have a high IQ and like crazy
and just love cleaning. Anyway, anything else that we need to know about?
Not the main. Steve tastes food on my channel.
Hell yeah, that's the hot stuff though.
So that's about that's the hottest stuff you're gonna get. Yeah.
What's the best thing that Nikki's ever made on Tasty Tuesday?
I would have to say the tamales, man.
Oh yeah, those were good.
Really dang good.
Was before I started cooking plant-based. So those were chicken tamales.
They're really good.
With a verde sauce, enchilada verde.
Say verde one more time.
Verde.
Thank you.
That's Steve's last name in
it is.
Spanish.
In Espanol.
Is right.
And then you could pick whatever name you wanted in Spanish class. And so I made my teacher call me Salsa. So she had to call me Salsa Verde when she called on me, which was very fun. She hated it, but she also, it was her rule. And she was like, this is my rule. I understand. It was a blast.
I love that. Yeah. Did you guys ever have a class, I think maybe in Spanish class, but you had to do oral presentations?
Oh, I loved oral presentations.
You did?
I love oral.
You're a psychopath.
That's what my mom says. But I was like, why would I choose to write it all out if I could just say it?
Oh.
And to me, it was
like. You're talking about Spanish?
I'm talking about in general. Like,
just like I see. Yeah, I'd rather talk something out too. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys are both good at talking. Were you good back then?
I guess I liked to present always. Yeah, I was
I liked
acting and I liked performing and like presenting
that I'm a writer because, yeah, I came from.
Well, the reason you got into writing was so that you could write things to act in.
That's true.
Right?
That's true,
yeah. And then you just got more into the writing.
That's hella true.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, every time I had to say anything, I was just like, just kill me now. Oh, I would rather not.
Because
you're
so
neurotic. That's the thing about
That's right.
You. Yeah.
Well, I think because I'm thinking of how the other people are thinking about me.
Right.
I'm like, what are you thinking about me?
That's
right
most
now?
People's fear when they're. And I think.
This is neurotic as it gets.
I think as I became more of an adult, I started thinking more of those thoughts. But back then, I was just like, yay, I don't have to write.
That's so good. I also love writing. Like, I love the act of, like, writing letters and doing, like, calligraphy.
Totally.
So I would much rather. And I feel like all my thoughts are more concise and I can get my point across better with words.
I love handwriting. I hated back then typing.
And oh, my God. I love
everything was typing. And I
love typing.
Do they have typing contests? Because I think I want to enter.
Oh, I think I'd
be. Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I actually do.
Whoa. Things are heating up.
Yeah, actually,
my Guam is pretty freaking high.
How fast?
You want to talk about your IQs? Go ahead. My Guam, way
I'll
up
referee
there.
This contest.
Off the charts.
How fast do you think you could write? What's like a thing that everyone writes? That's like this.
The lazy dog one. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog. That's every letter of the alphabet.
Yeah.
Very fast.
How many seconds?
Not even, like, I'm already done. You know what I'm saying?
When did you start? Before you got here?
Yeah. No.
That's how fast.
I started at the beginning of the question.
But with no mistakes? Because that's another.
Yeah,
yeah,
no
I'm
mistakes.
So good at that shit, man.
All right.
Not a problem.
We're going to have to do this.
Yeah. No, I got to see it.
The worst contest in the world.
It's terrible.
The nerdiest.
It's so unfilmable. As a contest.
So, have you ever filmed a collab and you're like, this is bad while you were doing it with another person?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You're like, this isn't going on my channel.
I did one though that was really fun that I had to take down later.
Like, what is it?
Well, it was, I don't even know if I can say it. Yeah, it's fine. It was us and and we did the, I came up with a challenge because the challenges were all hot back then. And I was like, dude, we'll draw from a hat of like really loved and beloved world leaders and people from history, and we have to roast them. And it was a blast.
Wait, why did you take it down?
About that?
I had to take it down because we something was coming out at the
time. Oh no, because he was being accused of being racist or something, and then like
they
were using clips of that video.
Shane was?
Yeah,
yeah,
it was really dumb. It
was
because it wasn't
true
at all. And they were pulling like random clips out of context, like they always do for him.
Yeah.
And so they pulled a clip from Steve's video, which was so stupid.
It was nothing.
It was nothing.
It was nothing. And but that's what's so funny about it is you have to, it's like when you pull the person out of the hat, you have to, it's like the Pope, and it's like, oh man, I gotta roast the Pope. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
so I think you got like Martin Luther King, so it was like,
exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and it was just like totally not his real thoughts on anything.
Right.
No.
It was just the challenge.
We're just roasting.
That's a great challenge idea, though.
It's fun.
Challenges, are they big anymore?
I don't know.
I think with maybe Family Channel still. The Bird Box challenge was big, but then YouTube banned it, so.
Why?
Because people were acting stupid. Like, they were blindfolding kids and running
like
into the street and stuff. It was
stupid. That is tragic.
But it's like,
why are all the challenges now like in the car? Like the Kiki, do you love me? What is that one
called? Oh, the In My Feelings challenge?
Yeah, that's in the car. Bird Box challenge.
Bird Box challenge should not be in a car. You are blindfolded.
Oh, I thought you said it was in a car.
It was banned because people were being blindfolded driving and like trying to be the edgiest and most dangerous.
Yeah.
Just
I'm glad challenges aren't popular anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I hope sketch comedy comes back.
Me too.
But I'm scared that
it
won't.
I am scared it won't either. Yeah.
I don't think it will either.
I think people will go to other platforms to get it.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
It was the best.
It was the best.
I still like to do them every now and then just for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. Anyway, here goes Tip Jar. This is compiled of tweets that you send into my Twitter at Megabatoon with the hashtag #JustATipJar. I guess you don't have to send it to me if you have a hashtag. Dude, SEO in everything social media is so difficult now.
I know.
Yeah, it's weird.
It used to be just Facebook, and then Twitter came along, and then Instagram. And
it's
then all of the other
SEO
ones.
Is search engine optimization for all of you out there.
That's right. I hate Instagram captions because you can't link anything in there.
I know. And we talked to the Instagram people, like the head of like the people that design it all. Mr. Instagram himself and herself. And because they were introducing IGTV and they wanted to get everyone on board, and they're like, you could make clickable links. And I'm like, when are you going to make clickable links in your captions? And they're like, we purposely aren't ever going to do that.
They all like looked at each other first.
And they like smirked.
Like
and they're
being
like,
catty with us.
We get asked this a lot and we're never going to do it. Because they want people to use
Instagram.
No. They want people to use IGTV to get the clickable links. They want you to use the stories, and they want anything new that they have coming out, they'll let you have clickable links because they want you to use it. But if they start letting it happen in the post, there's no incentive for people to use it.
Do people go on IGTV?
No.
Right, nobody.
What is that?
I don't even know anyone on it.
I remember when it came out, I think we were at VidCon. We were, because everyone was like, oh my God, what do we put on there? Like,
right.
Yeah.
The worst place to ever be around when something like this happens.
It's
we're
so
all
funny.
Remember that one app that never took off? It was like, everyone downloaded it.
Oh, the Periscope?
No, not that one. There was one more. I don't even know what it was supposed to be, but everyone's like, this is going to be a new thing. And then after 3 days, it was nothing. But it was everywhere.
Really?
I've seen a couple of those. I mean, yeah. Snapchat, like, I feel like, lasted 6 months.
No way.
No.
Wasn't it?
Wrong.
Was no, it longer? Wrong.
It was longer? Longer, shorter?
Way longer.
Was it a year,
like,
maybe?
6 years.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, people still use it. It's still, like...
People still use it.
No.
It's a relevant thing for some
people. You
guys
are putting me on.
Dude, when Instagram stories came out, I was like, this is too much of my life. Because the people from Snapchat would just download their snaps and put them on Instagram stories. And I was like, this is the same thing.
So what were they thinking? Because we all enjoy Instagram stories. And then they're like, let's do IGTV. It's like, what?
Well, they want you to create, like, actual content, like videos, but vertical. They, like, really want you to do it vertical, and it's like, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It looks like I'm filming a UFO or something.
But the way they talked about it was like, I'm going to get so fired from IG. Like, they're going to take away my check mark.
Are you working at Instagram? I love fired.
They're going to fire my check mark. But, like, they were so, like, so we're revolutionizing video creation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm old and I just don't get it. But I don't want to film my videos aspect ratios.
Nope.
Just so I could have one be for Instagram stories and one be for YouTube.
Can't do it, folks.
Uh-uh. Okay.
Not doing it.
My brain hurts already.
That's our rant on Instagram. So... they're one or two word suggestions. You give one quick tip.
Okay.
The best one that you've got, or a hack, whatever you want. The first suggestion is first kiss. Quick tip on a first kiss.
Just do it.
Just go for it.
Wow.
Ooh. You're not an expert.
That's so really good.
That's how
you
learn.
Become one? You got to go get on the bike.
Well, we do think alike.
How many times did you fall on that bicycle before you knew how to balance?
Never. I never fell.
You've never fallen on a bicycle.
Are you serious? Well, you're ruining my analogy.
I don't fall.
Okay, well, you just ruined
my analogy.
I don't
ever fall. One time I was riding a bicycle when I was pretty young, and it was like my first camera, like a Canon point and shoot or something like that. And I was riding the bike, and I hit a speed bump, and I completely crashed, scraped my entire side of my body, but I had the camera like in the air, arm up, so it wouldn't scrape the pavement.
Lucky you had a camera.
That is lucky. That's so.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
That's so sick.
Sewell.
That's so cool. It's sick and cool, but it came out Sewell.
That happens all the time to me.
Tell me about it.
How often does it happen to you?
All the time. I say sick so much, it's
and
crazy.
And he mumbles all his words.
Sick is something that I started saying ironically, and then I just can't stop saying
and dope
sick now.
And tight.
And dope and tight.
All of that was ironic at first?
Yeah.
So funny for me is it took me a long time to stop saying those words because I grew up in Santa Barbara, like a beach town. Everyone talks like that. And then he got me back into saying those words again.
Yeah. Right.
I got everybody saying that shit.
But like we used to talk like that in high school.
That's why I was bringing it back ironically because I grew up around San Diego kids who were like that all the time. Like, yo, dude, it's fucking sick.
I feel like I only started talking like that when I moved here because in Florida, we didn't have that lingo at all. And so when I came here, I would say that. And then I guess it like went out of style for a bit. And I said it and like someone was like, haha, it's funny you still say dope. And I was like, oh, no.
I would think you were saying it ironically like how Steve was.
That's so embarrassing.
But now it's back in because everyone was saying it ironically.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing because I never said it ironically.
What's like Florida lingo?
I don't think there is Florida lingo besides like Tijuana Flats, which is a place we like to go.
Oh.
What's like?
We have actual Tijuana down below.
Yeah,
us.
We had Tijuana.
Yeah, this is embarrassing again. Moving on. Do you have a tip on copycats? Ooh.
I guess it's the highest form of flattery or some shit, but I fucking hate it. So I don't know. I get accused of being one. And it drives me crazy.
That's so annoying.
It just boils my blood, and I just want to quit everything I'm doing.
I wish there was a way that you could block people from looking at you in person also.
Yes.
Like Black Mirror.
Online and in person.
Black Mirror. Like, have you seen that episode?
No.
You can do that, and like you just look like a blur to that person.
No.
Like, they can't see you.
Dude, Black Mirror is some cool shit.
Yes.
I love it. It started to get really crazy, so I couldn't watch it because it's like super, super scary. But like, I would love to just be in a writer's room on the wall.
Yeah.
Just like, what are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if they're just like super out of their minds when they're writing that stuff.
That's so high.
It's really, amazing.
I love it.
Come up with it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And it's always like, oh my God, this could happen.
You know why it's called Black Mirror, right?
Because the phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every time I talk about Black Mirror to somebody, they always try to drop that bomb on my head.
Like, bomb on your head.
No. It's like, you know why they call it Black Mirror, right? Are you ready to be fucking floored? And I'm always like, yeah, because of the Black Mirror from the phone. And they're like, oh. every time. We just hung out with Tiff and she did that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, that's so funny. For those of you that don't know, drop they it on
know.
Their heads.
They
drop
know.
It on, Steve, maybe they don't.
No, they know.
Drop it on their head real quick.
Everybody knows that it's because your iPhone screen is black.
When it's not on.
When it's not on.
You got to say when it's not on.
Yeah, when it's not on.
So it's like a black mirror.
At
like
all times.
The
always
thumbnail
watching.
For the show. You can see it. On the show. When you look at the title, you see a cracked iPhone screen.
Also,
oh, it's an iPhone
iPad
screen?
Too.
Yeah, I just saw a crack. Are you going to say,
are you
dumb?
Are you doing a bit?
No. I just thought it was a crack. Like, I don't know.
I thought so, too.
I thought it was just one crack.
My
honestly,
bad.
He all wouldn't right. have gotten it if he hadn't heard it from somewhere. Okay,
I love asking someone
smart.
If they're doing a bit.
I always do.
I do that
I never know,
because
I do that. Because I do bits all the time, so I always am
sometimes
like, wait, are we doing a bit?
He is not doing a bit, and then later he pretends like he was doing a bit.
Like when?
He was...
Explain.
I'm not going to.
No, go ahead. Cite an example.
Okay.
When do I do this?
Well, I'll have to think of it,
yeah,
and
exactly.
then I'll bring
you
it up later. We're doing rapid fire right now.
We're doing rapid fire. We'll wait. We'll wait for it. A quick tip on video editing.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, I got one.
Drink.
Do it.
Drink? That's Steve's. Mine is use Pluralize. It's an app.
Oh, yeah.
That, not an app. It's a program.
Premiere, right?
It's a part of Premiere? It's
never mind. They made their own. Yeah.
They made their own?
Yeah. If you use Premiere,
I do.
You don't need Pluralize
Stop
anymore.
Stop it.
No, you just drop it down and then you can sync it. You just highlight both of them. You right click and then there's like synchronize and it'll make it like just like Pluralize.
I paid $400 for Pluralize.
Oh my God, baby.
Is going down,
oh, baby.
When this podcast drops, Pluralize
give me
is going
money.
Down.
I miss it.
If you have Final Cut, then maybe you still need it. Sorry.
Wow, this is like good and bad at the same time.
Yeah. I know.
This is like a breakup that needed to happen.
It's a good tip, though.
Yeah.
Well,
in like 2014 would have been great.
Yeah, holy shit.
For people.
No, I honestly think that if you have a problem looking at yourself, because that's one thing that a lot of people have with editing,
yeah,
just put a little bit of vodka in your drink and you'll be fine.
And you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Mine is if something's not working, add the Ken Burns effect. Or add sound effects.
Ken Burns effect is the
if,
slow zoom.
If you're like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a slow zoom. And it just automatically makes whatever is happening more interesting.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this person must be saying something interesting.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes I'm just like, man, there's so much dead space, but I can't cut any of this out because it pertains to the thing.
Totally.
So I just start zooming in on myself because I need some way to entertain my own self while I'm editing.
Right.
And I noticed, you know, it makes just things more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and have fun with it, man.
Yeah, have fun.
Definitely.
Nikki has a lot of fun when she's
I have a reminder to have fun on my wall. It says,
do you look at it?
Yes. It says reminder.
Have fun. And it's written all silly, like fun.
It's very silly.
Yeah.
It's very silly.
The reminder is very serious looking, but then the have fun's like all silly looking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like, hey, reminder.
Have fun. Circle over here. Yeah. Yeah, I used to do that too, like when I was doing Megan Bites, like Nikki in real life.
You don't do it anymore?
I do, but like not as much as I used to.
Same.
Like I used to do it weekly. And I would always be like, this is so dumb. Why does anyone like care? Because I just thought it was bad. And it was like when I was first.
Not yours, but mine. Yeah.
Like when I was editing it, but then I was like, wait, let me like put jokes in here, visual jokes and like audio jokes. And then every time I like would upload it, I wouldn't feel bad anymore because I was like, this made me laugh.
Exactly.
Ooh, you know, one thing I stole from you that
cool.
Just talking about copycats, but like similar, like I was watching, because I think the same thoughts when I'm watching my vlogs, even though other people don't think that way. By the way, when I'm watching your vlogs, I never think that. When people are watching my vlogs, they're like, I love your vlogs. I'm like, really? What did you watch? You know, but but I remember way back when I first met you, I was like watching some of your videos to kind of get a feel for your content.
Mm-hmm.
And you
I'm
would
so sorry
do.
Back then it was probably terrible.
No, shut up. I was like, we're gonna be friends. So yeah, you did the like bomb, like the explosive effects. And I was like, I love this. I want to do this in my vlogs.
Cool.
Yeah, so I did it in a couple of my vlogs because it's just like it added that extra.
Yeah.
You mean like I like fire? Like it
yeah, like an actual
yeah.
explosion.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
There's like different green screen effects
yes.
you can download from YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like
oh, right.
if you want, like if you don't want to learn After Effects, or
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like I didn't have time. But but yeah, you can download green screen effects. And one
yeah.
of them is like a bomb explosion. And
got it.
Just emphasizes
that's
some
fun.
Points
that
in
is
a
so
cheesy
fun.
Way.
That I could tell, yeah, that makes sense of like exactly when you saw that video because I haven't used a bomb in like so long. So and I used to use them all the time.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, we go through phases.
Yeah.
So you have to keep yourself entertained.
Those are all very good tips, guys. Do you have a quick tip on fast food?
I don't eat it. Oh, well, no,
Taco
that's
Bell.
Not true. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
All the way. 100%.
What's the go-to Taco Bell order?
I do 7-layer burrito, Fresco style, No guacamole. Add a red sauce. Sorry, back up.
No guac? Why is this?
I don't like their guac. It's disgusting. It's I grew up guac. In California. Maybe Florida people could handle it.
Wow,
but
rude. Another insult.
California people.
Jar guac is not
no.
guac.
If you grew up here and you decide to eat jarred guacamole.
You know what? It looks like wasabi.
Yeah, dude.
It's not. Yeah.
No.
You cannot be messing
with
that.
We have avocados here. Use avocados, Taco Bell.
Do you know I
use them?
I have never seen an avocado until I moved to California.
Really?
I don't. They've got to be in Florida. I'm sure they are. And especially now, like every time I go back, I get like eggs with guac. But or avocado.
Eggs with guac.
Yeah, I just have a breakfast burrito. But I never knew it existed. I didn't know what an avocado was.
Yeah, a lot of people from states are like, ew, I hate guacamole. And they had never tried actual guacamole before. They had only tried the store-bought sour
I don't really
shit.
Like avocado, personally, just like on things. How but I you? Love guacamole.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Right? How dare me?
Can we kick him out?
Don't kick me out. Wait. No, wait. I'll be of a value.
Your next
answer. What's your value for the fast food you said?
Oh, I like the Taco Bell menu.
The whole thing.
I like the whole, basically. Fail. Is there anything that I don't like on the menu? I don't even think there is. Oh, dude, the Crunchwrap.
Supreme?
No, not that. The fucking, what's it called? The one that Jess Lozama got me into. The fucking...
I only order one thing.
Cheesy Gordita Crunch. That's what's up, son. Oh. That's the what's up shit.
Yeah.
You fuck with that every time.
Their nachos and cheese are pretty bomb, too.
Really? They're really bomb.
They're really tiny.
And I always add the jalapenos on them. You got to do that.
No, you can't.
You got to. No, you have to do it. No, you have to do it every time.
You have to. I hate anything spicy.
Oh, same. I disagree.
Same.
Like, when I go to sushi restaurants, the nicer ones, they always put, like, that secret wasabi underneath the rice rice. You can't be doing that.
Mm. Oh, you got to be doing that.
Wait, I didn't know they did that.
No. And that's how you can tell if a sushi restaurant is really nice, is if they put it underneath like that. Like little ninjas of like spice. That.
You have to tell them, don't.
So it like sets your tongue on fire, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I get in a bad mood.
I try to get the extra hot Thai food.
He's crazy.
All the time.
He's insane.
It's my favorite.
Have you, I think Hot Ones, the interviews, do they sell their sauces yet?
Oh, I don't know.
That they should.
Because you should get
that's
that.
Good merch.
I don't know if it's not about the heat. To me, though, that's part of it.
It
but
sounds
the taste
like it might
is
be.
Taste is important, and usually when you have that fucking
hot
scorch your ass stuff, like where it's like you know
a
hotter than hell
bone.
Or
oh,
skull
yeah.
and cross. It always you know what I mean. Those like sauces you get in the store,
yeah,
they don't taste good usually. Mm-hmm. Like Tabasco sauce
they
tastes
don't
really good.
Have the right spices.
Like Sriracha tastes really good. Exactly.
Like flavors.
Exactly. The flavors are always bitter.
Yeah.
But spicy. So I like it to taste good as well. That's tough.
Yeah, that should be definitely part of it if you're putting it in your mouth.
Food should taste good.
Food, that's our tip on food.
But you know what? With hot sauces, that ain't the case so often, so it pisses me off.
We got that.
All right, just wanted to clarify.
Do you guys have, we already went over this a little bit, but like one extra tip on living with a significant other?
Oh.
Consider their space. So like when I wake up in the morning or like in the afternoon or something, I'm like, wait. Nikki likes it when the kitchen's really clean. So I'm considering the space for her, not just for me. Like, I could live in a fucking dump, dude. I don't even need floors.
It's true. Yeah, when we first started dating, he had an air mattress.
Exactly.
An air mattress.
I could live in the darkest, dankest place you could think of. I really, really, really could.
Dankest.
But because of her, I try to consider the space for how she likes it. And so I try to keep it clean and things like
that. Yeah, we have a rule, like the last person to get out of bed has to make the bed.
Cute.
Yeah, and that works a lot for just keeping things neat. Because we're both kind of like messy people, like where we leave stuff out. And so just like remembering to put things away and stuff keeps the environment clean.
Right.
And then also boundaries, I would say. Like, if my office door is closed, usually, like, I'm just super intensely trying to get something done. And he, like, respects that. He'll knock first. He doesn't just come barging in and vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will never disrespect the knock. I always knock.
Yeah. He always knocks.
It's important.
Yeah. That is important. I'm like, I don't even remember. I mean, I don't. Oh, I lived with one guy before. But I lived with him and three of his family members.
Oh.
Which was like really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was introduced to Nutella and house music and immense fights. That's the three things that I've learned from him.
I mean, one of them was good. Yeah.
Nutella. Dude, house music sometimes, like, I can't.
I can never.
Wait, what kind of music?
House music?
House music.
What is that
like what people play in the clubs and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
It's a lot. Like, deep house is kind of nice. Sometimes if you're, like, in we don't Hawaii know the
difference.
On a beach.
I don't know the difference. I'm not cool enough. Man.
Yeah, we're like,
like, shallow house.
Classic rock, and he likes oldies.
Say shallow house?
Oh, that's good. I said shallow house.
Shallow house is another house? House.
No, no, no.
I was like, shallow house this type one's of a music
bit.
Now? Okay.
This one's mad at
it. I got it.
Do you have any tips on breakup recovery?
It's been a long time since I've gotten broken up with.
Go hang out a lot with people.
No, I'm opposite.
Oh, yeah?
I'm like, spend a bunch of time alone and like figure out the shit that you like. I like shit that's alone. Like,
in the throes of the breakup, though, when you're, yeah. when you're in the middle of it and you look up at the ceiling and it's dark in your house and you're just alone, I think the best thing you could do is be with other people.
Okay, maybe close friends I could invite over yes. and they can like watch a movie where like we could hang out together, but I can't do like a party
yeah.
or like be around people just for the sake of being around people. I can't. Like, it makes me feel more alone because everyone seems to be having a good time and talking to each other and I'm very sad.
And you just want to be at home by
yes.
yourself. That's me too. Because
mm-hmm.
I get that. I feel like there's definitely a balance. Like, you should definitely not be alone.
Yeah.
So like with people.
At all, yeah.
But like, but a couple close friends maybe.
Yeah.
Like enough that you get to talk and vent out your pain.
Yeah.
But not like so overwhelming as like a party. He's a social person, so he gets energy from talking to people.
That makes
the difference
sense.
Between an extrovert and an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're
definitely.
But here's the thing, though. It's about, for me, it's like it's also about how you were just working on somebody else for so long, so now it's time to work on you again.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably the biggest thing you yeah. can do.
And cut your hair. Do you ever cut your hair after like something tragic happens?
My mom does that.
Yeah,
my mom.
A lot of girls.
You just recently got a haircut, Megan.
Yeah,
what's going
I'm
on?
Fine.
My mom would cut her hair in the mirror with scissors.
So will I every morning.
Really?
Yeah, not every morning.
I like how he said it, like it's
no, but she did.
You're
no,
dropping
but
a bomb.
It was very
in the mirror with
it was
scissors.
Always, it was always like, I'm like, hey mom, what'd you do to your hair? And she's like, I had a bad day today, like that, like started crying.
I think your mom and I would get along.
Okay,
a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I see nothing wrong with this.
This is why I'm good at it, though.
I'm too scared to cut my hair because I feel like it'll make me more sad. So because I like get attached to things and. I haven't changed my hair ever, like since high school, I think. Like, I think I changed it when I was like 19, and it's been the same since. I don't dye it. I don't.
Wow, good for you.
But is it? Because sometimes I'm like,
I don't know.
I want to branch out and be new. And then I go to the hair person and I'm like, no, just the same. Just keep it the same.
It'll be the same.
You need a familiar
place. I do think
place.
That if you went blonde, it would be kind of cool because.
What? How blonde?
Platinum
no, block all
really?
The way wrong.
But
yeah,
it would destroy
cool?
my hair.
No, but you know what would be cool about it, though, is that I wouldn't see all your huge black hairs in the fridge. I probably wouldn't see them at
Wait,
all.
Wait, why are they in the
first
fridge?
I have no idea
first of
how
all,
they get in the fridge,
it's
bro.
Dark brown. I have espresso hair.
They're
okay.
black. It's black.
Secondly, it's only once in a while. Like, a stray hair will be on my shirt, and it just is like...
Somehow
the,
gets
fridge
in the fridge
is like a magnet, and it like sucks it off
it's
my
crazy.
Shirt.
It's crazy. It's That's... actually troubling and jarring sometimes.
The one hair is troubling and jarring.
Well, no. It's not the hair. Like, I'm not sickened by it.
Oh, so you
I'm
wish
more, like, impressed by it and just, like, bewildered by
so
it.
So you wish there was a blonde girl's hair in there, huh?
No, I wouldn't see it if it was blonde. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't even see it at all.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Some of the weirdest moments about blonde hair is, like, if I was dating a guy or I guess this is kind of weird now that I'm saying it. I'd be like, what's this? And it's like a piece of blonde hair on his shirt.
Oh, that's true.
But like, it could have been from like a hug or it could have been from something else. So I'm like, I never knew, but I always felt crazy.
Well,
I don't
that's
think
because
you're, crazy.
You're a neurotic person.
I am.
And you're left alone with your own thoughts and you find a piece of evidence and it becomes a huge mystery.
If
show.
I already don't trust them a little bit, like there's like slight things that I've seen that I feel like I'm kind of suspicious.
Yeah.
Then any little thing now becomes like justified.
Totally.
And by the way,
yeah.
I don't say that you're neurotic to shame you.
No, I am.
That's who you are. And it's no, but it's good to know. It's good when you're paired with somebody to know where they're at so that you know how to act around them.
Yeah. I'm nervous for whoever ends up with me because I'm like, I'm an empath and I'm neurotic. So it's like, I'm never not thinking about something.
Yeah.
Somebody.
I'm like, half and half. It's really weird. Like, half the time I'm fucking so neurotic type A, and then the other half I'm like, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to melt into a puddle on the floor and cry all day and cancel everything. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I'll come out from my office and Nikki's just laying on the kitchen floor. And I'm like,
it's because if things are
hell
too.
Of a day, huh?
If it's too overwhelming and I feel like I can't pull everything off, I would just rather quit and do nothing.
Ooh, I see.
And I'm like, if I can't do it all the way 100% and right, I'm just done. I quit.
Right.
I quit life.
I quit.
But she's never actually quit.
That's good.
Yeah.
I quit and then I get back up again. Yeah.
That's right. You take a little break.
Yeah.
She does.
But I have to tell myself I quit. Otherwise, it's not. Then I can't get the fuel to be like, hey, we could do it.
Yeah. Hey, we can do
it. It's that wrestling thing when Hulk Hogan used to stick his hand up like he's fighting to get his power back.
We don't get these.
You never saw wrestling.
No.
I've never saw all of wrestling. I've seen some wrestling.
Have you seen the recovery thing where they're laying flat on the ground and then all of a sudden the hand goes up in the air and you're like, oh shit, he's fucking coming back. That's what it is.
No,
that's
I can imagine Nikki does every it time. Though, for sure. I think I saw Nacho Libre once.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely saw it. Thanks, okay. Megan.
Okay, only a few quick tips left.
Hell yeah.
Anything on passive aggressiveness?
Oh, don't do that.
But what if someone's doing it to you?
Tell them they're doing it to you.
Yeah, communicate to them.
Why are you being so passive aggressive?
Ooh.
One time I confronted my mom about that, but it was in front of the family, so I shouldn't have done that. I confront them in private, but she got really passive aggressive about how she's not passive aggressive.
Oh, wow. That's what amazing. Was that like?
She's like, fine, I just won't say anything.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my
like,
goodness.
You're doing it right now.
Well, I will say that is better.
Yeah, that's true.
If they're being that passive aggressive, it is better not to say anything.
But
Jesus.
That is being passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's true.
They're saying they're going to be passive in an aggressive way.
Right. Totally.
And if somebody is like that where you've had a talk with them and they're still passive aggressive, just stop hanging with them. What's the point?
Yeah.
If they're that way.
Well, like, no, wait. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Wait, let me
dump
just
them
let me
off.
Defend them. No, because no, some people just haven't learned how to communicate yet, and they're not bad people. Like I've known several people
that
I
got no time for that.
No, but I love them, and like then they just I think it's you know it's something that you have to learn if that's not like your natural instinct, and you can change that. That's actually something you can change. It's not like a defined personality trait that's forever. It like you can learn to be more assertive. And I feel like I used to be more passive aggressive, and then now I'm a little bit more assertive.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think I used to be like a hermit of a person. Like, I was a hermit, and my heart was a hermit inside another hermit.
Mm.
Like, I was very shell.
Yes.
But I think, like, growing up a little bit and being around people that have also kind of had to open themselves up, especially in like what we do.
Yes.
And we're like, there's so much like trust issues, but then there's so many people that are like actually there for you, but you don't really know until they're mm-hmm. actually there for you. I think I was exactly the same way. I just didn't know how to defend myself and I didn't know how to be honest with how I was feeling.
Right.
Mm. And I think that's maybe why people are passive aggressive, because they're hurt and they don't know what to say. And so they shut down, but they want you to know that they're upset.
Yeah.
But they don't want to know.
And then they feel walked on because they're not able to like express themselves, and
yeah.
then they get it like builds up, and then yeah, I used to be the like keep it in, and then explode,
yeah,
like that kind of person,
yeah.
And it's just more healthy to just you know confront those issues as they come up.
Do that,
yeah.
Well, it can also be a little bit like you know self victimization too, where it's like you're the hero in your story, and so everyone's being mean to you, and
yeah.
you've done nothing wrong, and like so you're just being passive aggressive around them, and you don't know that you're the stick in the mud.
Yeah.
So being self-aware is really important.
Very. For everything.
Yeah.
Even like how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I realized I was neurotic, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was
exactly.
always like, I'm the Rachel in Friends. And then it was like one day I was like, I'm the Monica.
I went through the same thing. Oh my God.
Are you Monica?
Oh yeah.
Cool.
But I'm like not clean. Like mm-hmm. I'm not a cleaner person.
Yeah.
I'm like I have a planner and need everything to be in my planner. And like I don't like unscheduled plans to come up.
Yeah.
When people are like, hey, last minute, you want to do this? I'm like, I can't. Like my brain can't wrap around the fact that you
right.
just made a plan and that wasn't part of my plan.
Right. I have, if someone even says they want to get dinner. Like this morning, someone was like, yeah, maybe we grab dinner if I'm out of my session. And I was like, okay. I put it in my calendar. I say tentative dinner mm-hmm. with my friend.
Like tentative is great. Wow.
I have lingo for
yes.
my calendar.
You put a little asterisk.
TNT. Yeah. It's in brackets. That's how I format my calendar.
Can I
love
ask
that.
What was your first kiss like? Because now that I know how in your head you are. What was that like?
Well, I was super, super nervous.
Yes.
And it was in a basketball stadium after the game. I was a cheerleader at the time, and the guy was a track runner.
Cute.
And so he had like a bag of peanut M&Ms, and like we kissed, because I've kissed someone before, but not like an open mouth one.
Yeah.
So I think I kissed him before, just closed mouth. And then you're talking about my first open mouth kiss, right? Because I don't remember my first kiss.
Same.
I was 7. I don't know. I wasn't. And so we kissed, and then he like pushed the M&M into my mouth, so it like had to open. And then I ate the M&M after we were kissing.
So you both had like both tasted the M&M.
That is fucking weird. Wow.
Yeah.
But you weren't in your head about it.
No, because I love M&Ms.
I see. Well, that makes all the sense.
No, I think there's certain things that bring you to the moment, and then the rest of the time I'm just trying to get to that place.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm like, maybe if I do this, I could get in the moment.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I have a quick tip on being in the moment.
Yes.
We can end on this because I feel like maybe we'll resonate. Maybe. Do you meditate?
I do. Number? I try to.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. That's where I was at, too. I was like, oh, every time I try, get distracted about these other things. Today, oh, my gosh, I had, like, the biggest revelation in the world. I use this app called Waking Up, and it's this dude that, like, talks you through it, except for it's not boring and it's not too crazy, and there's, like, no music in the back. And he said something today that I was like, oh, my God, this has changed my entire outlook on it. And he was like, anytime you're trying to focus on being in the moment, start listening to things that you're hearing and just like listen to them, because the only time that you can hear them is when they're happening, and you can't anticipate something and you can't hear something for longer than it is existing. So even just hearing like a little, like the bathroom going on right now or like a car passing, just keep listening to these and it'll keep you in the moment, because you're kind of bouncing from moment to moment with each sound. And then he was like, every time you get a thought, because this happens all the time, you're trying to meditate and then you start thinking about like what Jenny said to you last week or what you have to cook for dinner today. Anytime that a thought comes in, to observe the thought as its own, like, I put this part in there, I don't know what he said, but like I imagine it as like a little thought bubble, like an actual like little cloud. And I go, oh, Jenny said this weird thing. Oh, that's a thought. Here's the thought. It's a cloud. I'm putting it in the corner. And I'm still listening around. And then you just collect your little bubbles, your little cloud thoughts, and you don't think about it anymore once you put it away.
That's so great.
Interesting.
I've heard a similar thing with the cloud thought, but it was like a river, and mine are on leaves that are floating in the river.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like, and that did help a lot. It's weird, though, because if I meditate outside of my home, even if I go outside to the backyard, I can stay completely in the moment and listen to things and do that. If I'm in my office or in my house, it's almost like my body knows this is where we work.
Mm.
And, like, it just, like, has a million things it wants to do.
Absolutely.
For work. So environment really impacts me. But also similar to what you said, I think, by the way, that helps so much, hearing things.
Yeah.
When I needed to get in the moment or to the present when I was doing auditions for acting, I would do that with every sense. So it would start with listening.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be like, listen for the smallest sound or the most farthest away sound. Then it really like makes your ears have to like work.
Yeah.
And then taste inside your mouth, and then you like kind of try to describe what you're tasting to yourself, like,
oh,
like what is the roof of my mouth taste like? Maybe it tastes like coffee, maybe it tastes like the gum that I was chewing, like whatever it is.
Whoa.
And then try to listen for that sound again while you're tasting.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then you move on to the next thing, which is smell. So you just smell and like smell everything that's in the air. What does that smell like? What certain specific smells do you smell? And then once you've got that, you go back to like trying to smell and taste at the same time, and then smell, taste, and listen at the same time.
Goodness.
And then the last one is feeling like the ends of your fingertips. Oh, and this is all while your eyes are closed. So you're feeling
the you're doing this in a waiting room.
In the waiting room or in my car before I go into.
Oh, that would make that would be better.
Yeah, usually in my car before I start walking to the audition room.
Right. Because
then the walk itself to the audition room, I'm like already in this zone of hearing and feeling
so good.
And stuff. So you feel each one of your fingertips until you can like really feel each one.
Whoa.
And then you go back to try to feeling your fingertips while you're smelling the scents in the air, and then feeling your fingertips while smelling the scents while tasting your mouth, and then the feeling and then smelling and tasting it as you're listening for that same like small sound.
Oh my god.
And then when you open your eyes, it's like the world is alive. You can see where the sounds are coming from. You can, like, everything looks, like, just brighter and clearer, and you're so, like, in the world.
Yeah.
And it's amazing, and I don't do it when I'm not auditioning, but why not? I don't know why I don't do this. I'm the most present ever when after that exercise, and that reminds me that your thing reminded me of that thing.
How long does it take for you to get to that very end?
Usually 5 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, like, it sounds like you're baking a freaking lemon meringue pie.
Each thing is like 30 seconds. Each thing is like 30 seconds. Okay. It's not like, by the way, I just baked a lemon meringue pie and it took 8 hours.
From scratch. That's what I'm saying. From scratch. So it's like, dude, that's like complicated.
No, it's not that long. Oh, it's like 5 minutes in the car. Yeah. I mean, it could take as long as you want, I guess. You could make it take 8 hours, but...
I would say my problem is that I'm always in the moment. So, like, for example,
I'm just too in the moment.
No. It's not good because I'm bad at planning.
Yeah.
So, true.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's a problem. So it's like, I'm too good at only being and living in the moment, but I'm not good at the, okay, I got to plan for that.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
Exactly. So like... Even when I'm ordering a Taco Bell, to use an earlier example, I can't have planned what I was going to get.
Oh.
I don't even know how to do that. I just go like, okay, I'm ready. And then I just improvise what I want.
True. That drives me nuts too.
Yeah, I don't know how else
also,
to do it.
If I'm like, we're leaving at 2:00. He'll wait till 1:58 to start getting ready.
No.
Because he's like, you said we're leaving at 2:00. I'm like, we're leaving at 2:00.
You said to be ready today. By 12:30.
You did a good job.
I was ready.
Today.
Guess
you
who wasn't ready?
Uh-oh.
I will not die on this cross.
Wait.
First, but I sure got nailed to it, didn't I?
Who had to do the thumbnail and edit all the video for today's video?
Well, our editor edited the video, but I guess you did the thumbnail, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. Dick.
Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your sage wisdom. Where can people follow you?
At Nikki Limo everywhere.
Steve Green Comedy on Insta.
And then our podcast is Shit They Don't Tell You anywhere.
What days does it come out?
It comes out on Thursdays. Yeah.
Yes. Thursday is the day.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. That's what it is. It's Sticky Show and Shit They Don't
Tell You. Yes. That is our day.
Thursdays are your days.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. And we are Just a Tip Podcast on Instagram. Yay. Doing it. You just started an Instagram for yours.
We did. Yeah. Shit They Don't Tell You without the I and shit. Just because for flagging
so like
purposes.
An asterisk?
No, it's just like SHT.
Yeah.
Shit They Don't Tell You, all one word. Yeah.
If you guys have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Double points if you mention your age because that helps us in the end. Also, rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts because why? Life is hard and we need it. Nick and Steve, thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Yes, always good to see you.
This was great.
Bye.
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 That was a HeadGum Podcast.